Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
And you're listening to Lunchtime Live here on News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. Now, today we are continuing our county-by-county journey across Ireland, exploring all 32 counties that make up our island, from dramatic coastal scenery and historic landmarks to thriving cities, charming towns and hidden local gems. We're taking an in-depth look at what makes each county unique, and the county this week is County Cork. I'm joined in studio by travel content creator Kevin Penrose. Hi, Kevin. How are you? Yeah. Sorry, the wrong name on my sheet there. I was panicking for a second. Right, Cork. Big old county, in fairness.
Big county.
Where would you start?
So I only went to Cork for the first time maybe a couple of weeks ago, so it's fresh in my mind. So
never been before?
Never been before.
Really? Okay.
I know. So I'm going to go through the itinerary I went with, you know. So no better place to start than the city itself, Cork City. It's been known to be a real foodie city. And yeah, it really lived up to the expectations. First of all, you're going to stop off at the English Market.
Yeah.
It's sort of your more oldest, it's one of the oldest in Europe. It's been your more local producers. You're going to have your fresh seafood and the famous Cork spiced beef and stuff like that there. And then if you're with a group of people that found this here, the Marina Market's going to be really, really good. It's a more modernized, it's a lot of local vendors. If you don't know where to eat, this is a great place. So you have lots of options, you know. So very, very good. You can get your full there. And one of the places, the tours we've done in the city, was the Cork City Jail.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the best preserved prisons in Ireland, and it really offers a fascinating insight into what the prison life was like.
Do you go into the cells even?
Yeah, you can do,
really?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, the tour, I didn't know what to expect beforehand, but the ground itself and the prison building itself is really, it's really impressive, yeah. And the tour was really, really good. You're probably there for like an hour and a half, but yeah, you go through the cells, go through the history, and you can even see a lot of the signatures for the prisoners in the walls. So if you're
so you see what prison life is like, really.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. So yeah, not for me, I must say, but yeah, it was very, very interesting.
Okay. Breakfast, where would you recommend?
For breakfast, I would go to Bakestone Cafe. It was really, really good. Best coffee and your really, really good food as well. And it's sort of one of those places where everything's freshly made as well. And your sourdough toast, your breads and your scones and your pastries. So it's really, really good.
And then for drinks, what would you say?
So once you've all your turnaround done, I would say Cask. It's probably one of the best cocktail bars in the country, so I've been told. Each cocktail is individually made, it's well crafted, it's all local and around Ireland, so it's very, very good. And the food here is really, really good too. And then across the road from the Cask is the Shelburne Bar. So it's a really, really good traditional Irish pub. And one of the things that we've done there was a tasting experience that they offer. So it's a stout tasting experience where you can sample a Guinness, a Beamish and a Murphy's. And then you have to guess which is which. Safe to say I got every single one wrong.
Yeah.
So not proud of that, but it's very, very, it's worthwhile doing, you know.
It all goes down the same way. You're not really sure. Yeah.
It's all the same colour, so it looks the same.
Last time I was in Cork, I wasn't staying over, but I went to the rooftop of the Dean Hotel.
Yes.
Fabulous views of the city and a really cool bar as well. Where would you recommend staying?
So we stayed in the Moxie Hotel in Cork. One thing I noticed is all the hotels are sort of around the same area. So once you're there, you just park up, leave the keys and everything's in walking distance, so it's really, really good and convenient.
Yeah, it's the one place I have to say, Cork, whenever I'm down there, it's usually for work, but always when I'm leaving, I'm jealous of seeing all the people sitting outside and just enjoying it. It's one of those places you'd love to stick around. It's not all about Cork City, because the people of West Cork are, they treat it like its own county, West Cork. If you go on holidays in West Cork, you have to say, I was in West Cork, not just Cork. So take us from the city to other parts,
please. So from the city, outside 30 minutes, I'd say you're going to go down to Cove. Mm. Now, this place is famous. You've probably seen it online for the houses, the colourful houses with the cathedral in the background. St. Colman's Cathedral is one of the tallest in Ireland. So it's very, very famous for it. But it's also, I don't know if people know this, it's the final port where the Titanic stopped before she set sail across the Atlantic. So there's an experience there. You can go around and do the history tour of it. And right across from the road from there is a great brunch spot called Sea Salt. Very, very good food. I'm still thinking about the roasties and the toasties, and it's just fabulous.
Nice view as well, I presume.
Lovely view. It's right on the harbour as well, so you're just looking out at the water. And if you have the weather like we're having lately, it's a great place to chill out.
I was there in Cove before when a cruise ship came in and all these people were dressed up as the passengers of the Titanic as well. I presume they're local actors. But the cruise ship comes in and you have the Titanic experience there as well.
Yeah.
Which people love to visit.
This is it, you know. And then across the way you have Spike Island as well. They do the boat tours out and around there too. So there's a lot in Cove, you know, before. Yeah. I would say be there for a couple of hours. You could probably stop off to do quite a lot and then make your way down and around to West Cork.
Okay, Macroom we're going to go to next.
Macroom, yeah. This is one experience that was really unique, and I think it's one of its kind in Ireland, as far as I know, and it is the Macroom Buffalo Farm. So we went there, you get to see the buffalo, and you get to see the mozzarella be made from the whole process. You meet the owners, you meet the animals, and what the process goes through, and to straight to shelf, you know, and there's tastings there as well.
That's a very rare experience.
Very rare experience. Like, I never seen it before in Ireland. It was very, very enjoyable. It's good. It's just good to see, like, behind the scenes from where all the produce comes from. So, yeah, it was very, very interesting, you know, so I'd highly recommend this.
Okay, let's go to Bantry.
Down to Bantry then, on to West Cork, on then. So you're stopping off before, again, coffee stops. I'm a big man for coffee, so you're going to call into Organic Cafe, it's called. So... Love the coffee, and it's all your homemade treats and pastries, sourdough bread, and all your local produce as well. It's a good stop off. But one thing then you're going to go on to is a bit more outdoorsy is your West Cork Sailing. So they offer your kayaking, and they also offer powerboat services and your sailing lessons. And if you have a sailing license, you can just go out along Bantry Bay if you want to. And the one thing about this place is they also offer their accommodation. So it's a B&B setup. So you can spend a couple of days there if you are doing your lessons and going out in the water. But one thing I loved even more was once you have the water activities done, you have the Wild Atlantic Sauna experience right beside it as well. This is fairly new. It's run by a boy who was in Australia for a couple of years, came back, set this up, portable sauna, and of course then you have the plunge beside you by jumping into the Bantry Bay.
Hot and cold.
Hot and cold.
Before we wrap up, one place you have to visit if you're going to Cork is Guggen Barra. Is that how you say it?
I'm not Guggen Barra, sure. Yeah. I think my pronunciation's maybe not the same, but yeah, this place really, it was
stunning.
Incredible. My first time there, and of course you can do the hikes and everything get there, but you have the little church there in the middle, lots of gardens, and there's coffee place as well if you just want to sit out and look around.
Sounds like you really enjoyed Cork.
I need to go back. I wasn't there long enough. I need to do a lot more.
Lots of different parts to it, in fairness. Kevin, sorry I don't have longer, but thank you very much for bringing us on the tour of Cork. We'll have another county next week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.